you Becklin!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey there, welcome to The Undercurrent, and hello from a very cold Toronto. I am your host, Tara Sloan. Happy to report that I'll be in California soon to do a bunch of games. I have missed you, my Sharks fam. Haven't done a game yet in 2025, so it is time. I'm also really excited about my guest this episode. Kat Toffoli is many things. Yes, we know she's Tyler's wife. Okay. But she's an athlete. She's a broadcaster. She's an advocate. She's a California girl. She's an all-around fascinating person, as you will learn. She's just launched a new podcast called Never Offside, along with her friend and fellow hockey wife, Julie Petrie. This is going to give hockey fans a real insight into the lives of hockey families, and they're going to tell stories you'll never hear anywhere else. This is a really refreshing listen. Kat joined me to talk about that, as well as a bunch of other stuff, including what it's like to be back in the Bay Area after a lot of years away. Here's Kat. So, Kat, thank you for joining me. And first of all, I just want to say it's really nice to meet you. And congratulations on the podcast.
Thank you. It's it just launched last week, and now we're actually doing it. So it's fun.
You are doing it, and it's excellent. You know what? I think I've never heard Gary Bettman so relaxed. Seriously, you and Julie put him at ease.
I mean, he's just so sweet, and we just didn't know what to expect, because when we asked for him, it was just kind of like, you know, like, can we get the commissioner on our first one? And when he said, yeah, it was like very fun. And then he came in and he just gave like the most like cute, calm vibes ever. So it was a lovely chat. What can I say?
So how did this podcast come to be? How did it arise?
So last year during the stadium series, with at MetLife, the Players Tribune reached out to me to just do like a behind the scenes camcorder video, which was really fun and really fun to explain to the guys what I was doing with a camcorder. Honestly, it was just, I looked absolutely insane. But I mean, if you know my personality, you know that I'm always like down to do something funny. So I did that with the Players Tribune. That turned into the NHL kind of asking me to do a few behind the scenes things. And after that, they were like, you know, we've never done a podcast with family members, so let's get your perspective. And I keep saying behind the scenes because it really is for our daily life. It's life, right? It's every, like, I wouldn't think that people would think these stories are funny because, you know, it's daily life, but it's insight that only we have. I just had to tell Tyler not to FaceTime me during this because he FaceTimes me 30 times a day, and, you know, like, oh, after his pregame nap, you know? So like, it's just stuff like that, but, you know.
Well, yeah. And people really don't know what it's like, you know, like you just don't know necessarily. Like, of course, some of the players get asked, all right, what are your daytime, like your game day rituals? What do you eat before game time? But you know, what it's like to be an NHL family, like nobody knows that. So it's super interesting. How did Julie Petrie become your partner in crime here?
So yeah, when they approached me this past summer, and they were just kind of asking who else made sense. And she and I were in Montreal together during the Canadian, you know, cup run with the Canadians. Mm-hmm. And we just got along so well, and we bonded so fast because it was such a weird time for everyone. The only thing we could do was go on walks and talk, you know? So it kind of made sense that eventually we turn it into something, I guess, and the stars aligned, which is hilarious, but also funny. She's now there in Detroit and I'm here, And it's funny because we bounced around so much, but now we have like stability, you know? So it's nice to be able to, you know, like, you know, concentrate and have some fun. So
what can people expect? I mean, Gary Bettman is your first interview subject. I think you said on the podcast, you've set the bar rather high in terms of guests. I mean, other than just, you know, behind the scenes, but who are you interested in talking to?
So if you look at our like shared notes app, it's pretty funny because it's so all over the board. My job at the Dodgers, I met so many interesting people in the sports world. So there's like a lot of people all over the board. I think we wanted to just, I think the theme is anybody and everybody, you know? So it's funny because there's a lot of like celebrities that are NHL fans that some of us have become friends with and sit with in the stands. And there's a lot of wives obviously with great stories. And there's going to be some players. I'm trying to figure out when to get Ty on. I don't want him to like, you know, he doesn't get to steal the show just yet. So
no, just like my dog is right now just barking at the window. So, this is actually the first time this has ever happened. So we're going to ignore him and hope that my microphone is unidirectional enough.
I'm a big dog person. So yes. I would really prefer for the dog to be involved right now.
Well, hopefully he'll come up and say hi. But you were talking about Tyler, you know, you don't want him to steal the show, but also, I mean, he must be so supportive of you in this. He must love this for you.
He's funny because in this hockey world, you never know, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but you just don't know how things like this will be perceived. Like it's, this is fun. Like, right. You know, and I am very lucky that he is supportive, and it's actually really funny that he's been doing the Empty Netters podcast a lot lately. He's kind of a recurring guy on it. And so he's been giving me tips, which is like really funny. Like he'll like give me notes.
Really? Like what?
Which it's so weird because it's Tyler. It's so funny. I went to school for, you know.
Right. Which we're going to get to in a second. Your incredible sports background. What's he telling you to do?
No, it's just cute. Like he's just like giving me his feedback and just like, I liked when you did that. I did not expect that out of him. I expect him to be like, that was funny, you know, like, but like, it just, he's been very methodical when it comes to his feedback, and it's very cute.
I love that. I love that it's, you know, this partnership. Hang on. Let me just yell at my dog. Archie, stop. Come here.
Archie, come over.
Archie wants to get in on the action. What do you think the appetite, I mean, like what's the feedback so far? And do you think that conversations like this can help grow the game? Because, you know, when I saw this release, I thought, well, this is really refreshing. And we know that women are, you know, one of the fastest growing demographics in hockey viewership and on the ice as well. So I feel like this, you know, offers something a little bit different and can really go a long way.
Well, in terms of that, I'm very active on Twitter, right? And I love all of the girls on Twitter because they have the best takes. Like just like obsessed with just their, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I am a big fan on Twitter of all the hockey girl fans. You guys have the best takes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just hope that this just bring some fun into the game, because a lot of things that I think from being from the sports background, you don't always see guys' personalities. You don't see the fun, you know what I mean? Like the good. And I think that's something that I kind of want to highlight. Just have some fun, but let's not take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah. And I love that. Yeah. So to everybody listening, I hope my dog didn't overlap with you too much, because what you were saying was so interesting. And you mentioned a couple of things about your background, so I really want to get to that. But first of all, you're from Monterey. So you guys being in San Jose is as close as you will ever get to being in your hometown with a hockey team. I mean, first of all, how did your friends and family react when they heard the news?
Well, it's very interesting. Honestly, it's been crazy for me because, you know, like we were so set in LA, then he got just tossed around a bunch, and now we're in my homeland, which doesn't make sense to me yet, I guess. My parents, they bought season tickets like an hour after he signed, I think. Uh-huh. And my friends, it's funny for me at this point in Ty's career, just to have friends from home at his games. And like, it's just, it's surreal. I still haven't like totally grasped it. I don't totally understand it yet. So.
How many people are accompanying you to games at this point?
Well, it's funny. So I didn't grow up going to Sharks games. We were Giants fans. We were baseball. Right. We were a baseball family. We were not a hockey family. I, you know, just to be quite honest. And so it's funny that now every game I'm hit up by somebody, maybe even someone I haven't heard from in like 10 years, you know, like,
yes.
So it's a weird, fun new thing I'm navigating. And I would have never foreseen it. And so now that it's happening, it's funny and it's surreal and it's very cute. My parents go to every single game. So
I think that's adorable. I mean, how has it been just being in the Bay Area for you and for Tyler and, you know, and being part of the Sharks family?
So it's interesting because so I went to USC and I stayed after in LA. That was my career, my adult life, whatever. Mm-hmm. I met Tyler there, obviously. And I feel like in the last few years, especially of him bouncing around and COVID and the border closed, I haven't been in the Bay Area that much. So mm-hmm. it's really cool to be able to relearn it, I guess.
Yeah.
I took time to the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk for one of our first activities. And I was like, this was the place when I was, you know, like growing up, and he loves it. So it's funny. It's definitely new and I don't even know what you would call it. Like a reintroduction to my, where I grew up. And it's funny.
Well, I know everybody loves having you guys there. You're so much part of the community, and that I do want to get to that too. But let's just talk about your career trajectory. And I mean, you're a Division I softball player at George Washington University. Then you went on to do a degree in broadcast journalism. What did you see yourself doing? I mean, you went on to work for the Dodgers for the better part of a decade. What did Kat want to be when she grew up?
You know what? As working for a team, I saw myself as a GM eventually, to be honest, because I really enjoy that part of the sport. But honestly, it is crazy because I think we got so comfortable in our LA sports world. We were, you know, I made Ty throw out the first pitch every year. Like I did all this crossover stuff. It was so comfortable. So it's been so interesting that he did get traded and then he did keep going back and forth between countries. It just, it's really nice, honestly, to bring it back to the podcast because I was kind of, you know, a little lost in my career after establishing myself in Los Angeles. You know, it just kind of took me a minute to be like, wow, what's next here? Cause I need to do something that's not just moving around.
Well, right. I mean, I have to think that this, you know, this is a question that arises, like, how do I balance supporting my spouse's career with my own aspirations? And, you know, you were the marketing and entertainment coordinator for the Dodgers. Like, you know, you're on the ascent in your career. So like, was it a hard decision when you met Tyler and you fell in love? Like, did you take a moment to think, do I want to do this?
Well, I mean, we had such a good thing going, right? Mm-hmm. Just, we had so much fun. All of our friends were LA athletes. We all just got together for the community. We did so much good. It was just so fun. And yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but I will say, like, through every time he got traded, I still tried to get back into what I was doing. Like I would, once the border opened up again, post Montreal, I would volunteer at some of the Dodger players' charity events and stuff like that. So I've always been connected to that. And it's nice to be able to, get back to that. Cause it was 10 years of the best years of my life, to be honest, working right. down there. And just everything that went with it, it was just the best time. So,
well, give me some highlights. I mean, obviously you met your husband and fell in love. Like that's a highlight. but what are some other like career highlights with the Dodgers?
Oh my God. Wow. I have so many. Just being a part of such a storied franchise and the legends that I got to become so close with, Tommy Lasorda was my one of my best friends. We ate lunch together every day.
Like, what a crazy thing to say, Kat. It's amazing.
Chit-chatted every day. He was like my, like, almost like my bodyguard at Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. Like, if a guy tried to come up to me, Tommy was in between, you know? And so it's like, just like that, getting to know Vin Scully. Like, it's like crazy how it's just such a great franchise and just, you know, it was so cool to be a part of. And I mean, obviously I met everyone because my job was doing all the celebrity stuff, but it was more so just like the sports legends that I got to become close with just as people. So.
Did Tommy Lasorda approve of Tyler?
He loved Tyler. He actually really loved him. He got to know him quite well. And I think he enjoyed that I met a hockey player because he knew they were tough guys, or I don't know, you know, like his right. like old OG, whatever. So he loved Tyler. So that meant a lot that he approved of him.
Do you see yourself? I mean, now, you know, you're getting back into it. You've got the podcast going, which I'm sure has, you know, a lot of professional satisfaction for you. When you look at the long term, I mean, obviously there's a shelf life to every hockey player's career. And hopefully Tyler plays until he's 45. But, you know, do you see yourself returning to the broadcast world in a bigger way? Like, is that something you'll prioritize when the time is right?
I just feel very lucky that this came about because I think there's so much crazy cool things that happen in this world that you've probably seen, like just the opportunities that arise. And I think in coming to this podcast, I've learned to, you know, say yes to things. Like, you got to say yes and you've got to put yourself out there. And that can be scary sometimes, but it can lead to some really cool things. So
I love that. I want to talk a little bit more about the challenges of moving around, you know, being part of an NHL family, which means that when you got to uproot and go play for a new team, obviously Tyler has had a great career and continues to have a great career. But I mean, you've moved by my count 6 times since you guys met. Does that sound right?
Yeah, but it's funny because like it doesn't count all the moves in between the seasons.
Right.
So that would be like 12 different.
Okay. Moves. Okay. No. So that's a lot, right? So, I mean, how difficult is that at times? I mean, I know you guys have a great partnership, it sounds like, but you know, moving is not fun for anyone.
No, I think it's funny, but it's such a blur. I can't even like remember it at this point. It's so strange to say that, but like there's certain points that I very much remember, but like, I think I just find us so lucky in so many ways that, and it is a fun adventure. I mean, not gonna lie, sometimes this is crazy. Actually, I'm gonna say this. I'm actually, the trade deadline's coming up, and I don't know if this is like something that's been crazy in me, but I'm like, wow, exciting for people to get to go to new places. Mm. And I'm like, oh, why am I thinking that? It's horrible to have to move around and, you know, but maybe because Ty and I don't, you know, we don't have kids. We took it as like an adventure, and you know, so I think it's such a strange way that maybe I think of it, but I do also very much see the emotions, and I'm an emotional person. So every time you moved, you were very emotional, and it's just a weird part of this game, but we're all so lucky to be able to, for the most part, every time you move, you're reintroduced to old friends and stuff like that, you know? So.
Well, I love that perspective because, yeah, I mean, sure, it's sad to leave, but look who you've, you know, collected along the way, all these memories and all these wonderful relationships and people. I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, when Ty got traded from Montreal, that was a huge thing for me because honestly, I thought his whole career would be in LA. And then when he signed with Montreal and we were there, I had the second gut feeling of, oh, this is where he'll be. So when he got traded, that was extremely extremely emotional to move, but then I was added to the Calgary group chat and I already knew half of the girls. So, you know, it's like, you just have to, like, it's bizarre, but it's just this funny little life that we're all part of. But the moving aspect, yeah, that's not great, but the teams help out a lot. So
yeah, they do. And I mean, I think you really, you know, you are known, and you and Tyler are known as people who really embrace the communities that you've been part of. I spoke with Eric Engels, who works for Sportsnet and covers the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, he's so impressed by you and that aspect of you. Why is it so important to jump in and also just to be of service?
Well, like I said, I just find us so lucky, and I find it as such a fun adventure, and that doesn't last forever. And that's funny. I love Eric. Shout out to Eric. He's he's great. He gave me so much good advice for the podcast, to be honest. He's such a helpful person. But yeah, I just think that, yeah, it's just, we're lucky, and we get to be in these positions where maybe we could help out in the community and do some good everywhere we go. And also, the fun thing about the NHL is you all of a sudden go to this new city that has something really cool. I don't know. I found in Calgary, I come from LA sports world, where we have the Rams, we have Chargers, we have all the biggest sports ever. I loved the CFL. I loved going to those games. That was so much more fun, because it was just like the entertainment was like crazy and everyone was engaged. And coming from my job at the Dodgers, where I would plan a pregame every day and like there'd be 10 people in the stands for pregame. Right. Like, you know, at the CFL games, everyone's like watching the world's fastest cow and like so it's just like, I just really enjoy that part of life where it's just everywhere you go is different, and maybe we were made to bounce around, who knows. But
well, you have, I believe, what is the most important thing in a broadcaster and in a journalist, which is curiosity.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, that might be one of the things that I bring to each of these teams, is that I will for sure research the weirdest or most out there fun thing to do in the community, and I'll make the guys do it with us. So that's something that I very much enjoy doing.
Well, your presence is noted. And I want to say, you know, the Silicon Valley Pride Parade last August, you and Tyler were there in Sharks colors, and that made Tyler the first active Sharks player to march in the Pride Parade, along with Team Teal, which was a great big deal. I talked to him about it. He said it really meant a lot to you also to be there. Why?
I mean, we've always tried to be there, especially for Pride events. That was something at my job at the Dodgers that we did such a good job with. It just, you know, there was no hesitation when it came to that night. It was, we tried to actually break the barriers all the time. So like, I just think that it's important to just show people that we're there for them. That's really all that it is. Mm-hmm. Sports world, you never know like how people are feeling. And I think that hopefully Ty being there, I mean, I know a lot of people told us this, but Ty being there meant a lot to a lot of people. And if that meant a lot to a lot of people, then that means a ton to us. So it's just, it was such a nice event too. It was a good time. Everyone there was just like having the best time. And it was a nice introduction for us to meet a lot of people too. So.
Right. I think it was the first time Ty had even put on a jersey. Right.
Yeah. It was actually kind of funny. We Ubered there, but there were a lot of streets blocked, and right. We didn't really know where we were yet. You know, like,
yeah.
So the Uber dropped us off somewhere random. I don't even know, on the other side of SAP. We were like so new that we didn't even know our way around SAP yet. And so we actually, Ty and I like ran up a hill to get there on time. It was a fun day for both of us, because we were like, this is just, wow, we're just really introducing ourselves, aren't we? We're running up a hill right now in front of all of our new friends. So it was a fun day though. We had such a good time. And like I said, it was a nice way to meet a lot of people right off the jump, and and see how much people in San Jose just are friendly and you know, show up. So
do you think it's important that people also understand, you know, because there's been a lot of criticism of certain aspects of hockey culture. Do you think it's really also important to demonstrate that there are like open-minded, community-minded players and families?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, just showing up can mean something to people. And we're passionate about just everyone feeling included. It's just as simple as that. I don't think it really should be a, you know, a debate or anything. It should really just be, you know, we're all the same. So let's just have a time.
And you are welcome here, right? You are welcome here. Yeah.
Very much. It was funny. Ty wore that scarf. And I feel like people were like asking, like influencer, like Ty with that scarf. People were like, where'd you get that shark teeth rainbow scarf? Like people were like, I saw that on Twitter a little bit that people were like asking. So I was like, wow, Ty just influenced a scarf.
Well, that's another handle. He can check that box. Kat, what do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions about, you know, hockey wives, hockey spouses, hockey girlfriends, like the life that you lead?
Probably that it's glamorous.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's funny to me because, you know, you watch those like shows like WAGs or whatever. Oh God, I hate that term. But
I was going to ask you, I had a feeling you hated that term. Yes, I bet you do.
Oh my God. I also don't find myself as a hockey wife. I just find myself as this girl that is in sports.
Right.
You know, that's kind of just my mentality. But I think like you watch those shows on TV or you watch like the Selling Sunset or whatever on Netflix and they're all like glammed up and they all just look crazy. And like, I just think, I think it's a lot more normal than everyone can imagine. And I think that it's so many great girls that just are support each other and so many great guys that like just are lifetime friends. So it's just a group of friends that the guys happen to play hockey.
Well, what's the most rewarding thing that you can think of, you know, about being part of this hockey community?
Well, probably what you just said about walking to the Pride Parade and that meaning something to anybody. You know what I mean? It's just like, it just means a lot to, I don't think any hockey player, well, I don't, maybe this is like a crazy statement, but like Ty doesn't see himself as a famous person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see the guys of having egos for the most part. And I think that that's so nice because you have to remind yourself that you, it's a nice platform to be able to do great things. So, I mean, I'm excited for Thursday because it's going to be the first responders appreciation night. And I told the team, I was like, put us to work, like, please, you know what I mean? Like anything like that, where we could like lend a hand and show that like, it is like this family, please just put us to work and hopefully we can spread some good, you know?
I love that so much. Kat, before we go, just give me, you know, tell me more just about the podcast. Where can people download it? How often does it come out? Give me the deets.
It comes out every Tuesday. And we've been filming kind of a little bit with our schedules all over the place, but it comes out every Tuesday. You can watch it on anywhere you watch your podcast or listen to your podcast. We send out a link every time, every Tuesday that kind of gives you the option of wherever you want to watch it. So just maybe just look out for me and Julie's stories of every Tuesday.
Just every Tuesday. It's never offside.
Subscribe, like, I'm new to this. I'm learning the jargon of how to say that. I'm not that great at it yet. I will say that. So maybe you can help me out with that one.
Make sure you subscribe and post a review if you can. That always helps too.
Wow, that'd be great. Yeah, thank you.
Well, I am a big fan of yours. I was before, just observing you for many years on social media and now getting this opportunity. So I'll see you at the tank, by the way.
Yeah, when are you back?
I'm coming back tomorrow. It's we're in the, we're in a total deep freeze here in Toronto, so I'm ready to hit a little bit of California
Are you
sunshine.
going to the game Thursday?
I am.
Okay, great. Because I don't normally come to games
I
because I'm
know.
so I will be there. So hopefully we can meet in person.
I'm going to make sure of that. Kat, thank you so much for this.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, a huge thanks to Kat for taking the time to do that with me, to have that conversation. I'm a fangirl. I'm going to admit it. I think she's smart and cool and funny and clever and insightful. Just a breath of fresh air. Totally, totally a huge fan. So Kat, thank you for this. Thank you everybody out there for listening, and make sure you take a listen to Never Offside with Julie and Kat. Like Kat was saying, it's available wherever you get your podcasts. So make sure you download it. It is a really interesting listen, and it's content you're not going to get anywhere else, because there are only so many people who understand what it's like, you know, to be on that side of the hockey world. So I really look forward to hear what's coming next. Again, thank you everybody for continuing to listen to this podcast, which is also available wherever podcasts are found. I will be back in another couple of weeks with another fantastic guest for you. In the meantime, keep your sticks on the ice and your fins above water.